Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Bill Sally, welcoming you back to another fine 2 hours of modern mainstream jazz here on the Lakeshore FM 89.1. And tonight I'm going to devote my portion of the show to that great composer and arranger, Billy Strayhorn. Billy Strayhorn was born in Pittsburgh in around 1915 and grew up in that jazz atmosphere of that great city. It produced such people as Earl Hines and Earl Garner. And around 1938, he walked up to Duke Ellington after he was doing a show at the theater in Pittsburgh and asked if he could show him some of his compositions and arrangements. And Duke said, well, let me see what you have. And he gave him some of the material, and he hired Billy Strayhorn. And he was with him till 1967 on his death. And all during that time, he was mentored by Ellington and provided a lot of arrangements and compositions and support to Duke Ellington and his orchestra down through the years. I'm going to lead off the show with a Billy Strayhorn composition called Rain Check, with Terrell Stafford on trumpet, Tim Warfield on sax, Bruce Barth on piano, Peter Washington on bass, Dan Hall on drums. Let's listen to Billy Strayhorn's great swinging composition, Rain Check. Thank you. There's Terrell Stanford on trumpet with his little group doing a composition by Billy Strayhorn called Rain Check. It was played by the Duke Ellington Band all down through the years. And another classic composition by Billy Strayhorn was the great ballad Chelsea Bridge. And this interpretation is by tenor man Ben Webster, who was in the Ellington Band for about 5 years and always was a great interpreter of the Strayhorn ballads. This was caught on the Norgren label back in May of 1954, backed up by strings. And as a matter of fact, Billy Strayhorn is on piano on this particular track. Let's listen to Billy Strayhorn's Chelsea Bridge, done by Ben Webster. was the beautiful tenor sax sound of Ben Webster doing Billy Strayhorn's beautiful composition, Chelsea Bridge, from his Norgren album. Music was filling with some nice strings in the background, and the piano worker was with the composer himself, Billy Strayhorn, on piano. Now we're going to turn to another great composition by Billy Strayhorn, and it's called the Something to Live For, with teamed up with Michael Moore on bass and Alan Dawson on drums, just a trio. And this is their rendition of Billy Strayhorn's composition, Something to Live For.
Thank you.
Billy Strayhorn's great composition, Something to Live For, that was played by the Duke Ellington Band all down through the years, done by that fine guitarist Howard Alden, and simply backed up by Michael Moore on bass and Alan Dawson on drums. Just a fine little trio. So what's up next, Bill?
I think I'm going to play something by Milt Jackson from a Jazz Heritage CD entitled Jazz Collection Volume Number 2. And the name of the tune is The Harem, but it features Milt on vibes. Cedar Walton piano, Bob Crenshaw bass, Kenny Washington drums, Jimmy Heath soprano and tenor sax, and James Moody on flute. The Harem.
Thank you.
Milt Jackson on Vibes. The name of the tune is The Harem. I'm going to play another selection from this CD. There are 12 tunes altogether by different artists. I'm going to play something by Jay McShane called Jumpin' the Blues, and it features him on piano, Terrence Blanchard on trumpet, Hal Singer on tenor sax, and Benny Carter alto sax. The name of the tune is The Jumping Blues.
Thank you.
Jumpin' Blues, played by Jay McShane. I'm now going to go to a Verb CD featuring Shirley Horn. The name of the CD is The Main Ingredient, and the tune that I'm going to play is Keepin' Out of Mischief Now.
Mischief now, really am in love, and how I'm through playing with fire. It's you whom I desire. All the world can plainly see you're the only one for me. I've told them in advance they can't break up our romance. Living up to every vow, keeping out of mischief now.
The ending there. Shirley Horn, she was a vocalist, obviously, and the piano player. The sax solos were by Joe Henderson. Keeping Out of Mischief Now.
You know, Duke Ellington's theme song from about 1941 on till his death was Take the A-Train, and I think every musical listener knows that, whether they're into jazz or not. Everybody knows about Take the A-Team. They think Duke Ellington wrote it, but it was really written by Billy Strayhorn. And so I'm going to play a track from an album called The Keith Ingham, Harry Allen Quintet, A Celebration of Billy Strayhorn's Music, Volume 1. He did two different volumes on the Progressive label, with Keith Ingham on piano and doing the arrangements, Harry Allen on sax, Chris Florey on guitar, Chuck Riggs on drums, Dennis Irwin on bass. Let's listen to Billy Strayhorn's composition, which became Duke Ellington's theme song, Take the A-Train. Most of you listeners out there would recognize that without me giving you the name of the tune. It's an instantly recognizable theme of Duke Ellington's orchestra from 1941 on down. Many, many people associate the tune with Duke Ellington that he wrote it, but it was actually written by Billy Strayhorn.
I'm going to play something from a CD which is Fresh Sound Records Jazz City Series featuring Cy Tuff and Richie Kamuka, both with the quintet and the octet. The name of the CD is Primitive Cats. I'm going to play something with the quintet, which would feature Cy Tuff on bass, trumpet, Richie Kamuka tenor, Pete Jolly piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Chuck Flores drums, doing a tune entitled Presents. I'm Trumpet players around. In fact, Cy Tuff's the only one I know. Sounds a lot like a trombone, but it's a unique sound and a unique instrument. That was Cy Tuff and Richie Kamuka playing a tune entitled Presence, and it kind of gives you a flavor of what the West Coast jazz sound was like.
Well, this is Kent Linkous along with Bill Satterlee, and We have time for just one more track before we close out the first hour of The Feeling of Jazz. I hope you'll stick around for the second hour because after the news at the top of the hour. We've got another fine hour of modern mainstream jazz on tap for you. I'm going to close out the first hour with another Billy Strayhorn composition, Isfahan. This is from Joe Henderson's album, the music of Billy Strayhorn, cut on the Verve label. It's Joe Henderson, of course, on tenor sax, Christian McBride on bass. This is Billy Strayhorn's composition, Isfahan.
Mm-hmm.